You gotta tune in on the Wise Guys, baby. I'm currently here with
the kid, Caden Harris.
Hat trick.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Fellas. It's college football. I'm ready for it. I've been ready for the championship. I'm ready for the championship for a while now, all right?
Mm-hmm. Who is
We're going into week 12.
Mm-hmm.
Week 12 of college football. It feels like just week one. It's almost, we're halfway. Almost. Oh, we're getting there. It's sad. It's hurting my feelings. But we got a few little good ones. We got Georgia against Tennessee. Ooh. Georgia's 10-0. Tennessee's 7-3.
That's a tough one.
That's Georgia on top. Georgia winning.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Georgia. I think Georgia's just the dominant team.
Georgia is that team, man. 3-time back-to-back championships. What about it? Now, another good one is... Oh, wait, never mind. That's not a good one. No, that was awful. Another good one is Utah and Arizona. Both teams, 7-3. Utah nationally ranked 18, and Arizona nationally ranked 21st.
That'll be a good game.
So I also think I'm going to go Utah there.
That's a great pick. Absolute amazing pick. And now while I'm looking at some of these other ones, not big, big ones, but some good ones. We got Illinois versus Iowa. Iowa's 8-2, nationally ranked 22nd.
Yeah.
Iowa, I think, is going to do it. But, I mean, Illinois,
Big Ten football, you never know.
Yeah, Illinois has been known to bring up some upsets.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I think I'm still going to go Iowa, though.
Now, another big one, a massive one. Washington versus Oregon State. Washington, 10-0. Nationally ranked number 5.
Yeah, I said give me Washington on that one.
Oregon State, 8-2. Nationally ranked 12.
That'll be a good game.
I got Washington.
Washington all day.
I'm going to go Oregon State.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a great one right there. Now, another that could potentially lead into the other guy's way. Minnesota versus Ohio State. Ohio State's 10-0, number one.
I can't pick Minnesota after they lost Purdue.
Yeah, they did lose to Purdue. But I kind of have a gut feeling that Minnesota, they're going to bring bonfire with them.
Yeah.
They're going to bring some hard workers and some heavy hitters.
Ohio State's Ohio State, so.
You are right about that. You are right. Now, hey, what's about the NFL, man?
Oh, I got you. First game next week. Or Thursday game. Thursday, November 16th. Bengals-Ravens. That's going to be a good one.
I got Bengals on top. Joe Burrow.
Bengals lost last week, though.
I hope the Bengals win, but I got to go Ravens.
No. I mean Joe Shiesty is going to bring some magical wizard powers with
him. I hope
he
does because he's my fantasy QB. I hope they win, but I think the Ravens got it.
Dude. I'm going to have to go Bengals because I got Burrow on
Bengals. The way that we're saying Bengals, and you go, I got the Bengals.
Bengals.
It's just funny, that's all. All right. It's just funny to me.
Then we got Sunday games.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers-Browns.
Steelers-Browns.
Both teams 6-3. That's going to be a fun one.
That'll be a fun one.
Steelers-Browns. I got Browns. I got my man,
D-Bell. I think this one's really like a 50-50. D-Bell's out. I'm going to go Steelers.
He's out?
Yeah, concussion. He was out last week, so I'm
going to. Oh, that's right. I thought he would be back to this week.
Yeah. I'm going to go Steelers. Man.
Steelers, what?
Yeah. I'm going to go Steelers.
I mean, Pickman's not going to do it.
They are looking good this year.
Pickman's not going to do it. He's going to choke.
Okay.
He's going to choke. He's going to throw interceptions.
All right, next game.
I got it.
Cardinals-Texans.
Ooh, Cardinals.
Cardinals are not good.
No, I'm going to go Texans.
Texans are 5-4.
But Kyler Murray's back.
Wait,
though.
Texans are 5. Kyler Murray is
Texans
back.
Texans are in a playoff spot right now.
Yeah.
I thought they were 4-5.
Oh, they're 5-4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either.
Holy cow. That's insane.
You got to think, though. Kyler Murray's back.
Are the Colts in a playoff spot?
No, right now. The Colts have a bye week this week, too.
Could we be wild card?
Not right now.
Wow, we suck. Okay, that's nice.
So, yeah, this next game is a big one, especially for the Colts, even though they don't play this week. Titans-Jaguars. We need the Titans to win that game.
Yeah, we do.
Because then the Patriots next week can win and kind of,
I'm going to go Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Titans on that one.
I think it could go either way. I'm going to go Jaguars.
Derrick Henry is going to dribble a dude.
Dude, Travis Etienne, don't play with him.
Dude, I got Derrick Henry, man. Henry in that, tough braids that he be having in his head. I don't know how he does it.
It's going to be another good game. Raiders-Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins.
70-20, just like the Dolphins Broncos game.
I'm gonna go Dolphins.
I got Madden numbers going up on that one.
I'm gonna go Dolphins, but I think the Raiders could do it.
I think the Raiders could bring one heck of a defense, but I feel like Dolphins offense is just too much to handle.
That Tyreek Hill to a connection.
Yeah, that's insane.
This next game is an easy pick. Cowboys, Panthers. Cowboys.
Panthers.
Panthers.
Y'all hate on the Cowboys for no reason.
I just see it.
Cowboys 6-3.
You're seeing magical stars.
Cowboys 6-3. Panthers 1-8.
I see their second win. They're due.
No, dude. Cowboys, man.
I'm going Panthers.
Well, I mean, I can't hate on Kyler because, I mean, it's Dak Prescott. He's going to choke. He's going to choke somewhere in the season.
It's just a matter of time.
I see Panthers.
It's either going to be this game or it's going to be playoffs. Yep. If it's this game, it's definitely going to be playoffs. He chokes twice in a season.
Next one, Bears, Lions.
Lions.
I'm going to go Bears.
Dude, Bears, what is wrong with you right now?
I really do like the Lions. I think they're gonna be good.
Lions are looking too bad. I think secretly they got Megatron coaching in the background. There's no way. Just out of nowhere, they're this good.
I got Foreman, so I need him to do good.
All right.
Yeah.
Next game, kind of a mediocre game. Next couple kind of are.
Bring it to it.
Chargers, Packers.
That's not a bad game.
I mean, the Chargers 4-5, Packers 3-6.
Not a bad game.
I got Chargers. Not two great teams.
Yeah, I got Chargers.
Chargers on that one.
Jordan Love.
Give me the Packers. Give me the Packers.
Jordan Love just doesn't get to me.
Give me Pack.
I don't think we're at.
Huh?
We're at. Because it could be really different. Because, I mean, if L.A. is going to Wisconsin.
It's at Green Bay.
Oh, see? Now, that's going to be hard.
I'm still going with my pick.
With it being November, that's going to be hard.
Got the Pack, man.
I think I still got Chargers, but barely skimming by.
I got Chargers. I think it'll be a great game, though.
Another kind of mediocre game. Giants, Commanders.
Ooh.
Commanders.
Yeah.
Give me
Washington's looking good this season.
Don't they have a Washington playoff spot?
Washington's 4-6.
4-6?
Yeah.
I thought they were better.
They beat the Bears. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's all they're
sorry. They lost to the Bears.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I guess he could go either way.
I think Sam Howell's got him.
Sam Howell, yeah.
He's good.
This next thing's going to be good.
Commanders.
Little Buccaneer 49ers action.
Oh, that's good.
I got Niners.
Yeah, I got Niners. I think CMC will run all over him.
Is he back?
Yeah.
I thought he was out for an ankle again.
No, he's back.
I thought he went out again.
No.
Oh.
49ers are just dominant with McCaffrey.
Dude, CMC is going to, 9,000 yards
again. And Purdy.
Oh, you guys ready for this next matchup that probably get some fans?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Jets, Bills.
Jets.
Bills, baby.
Nah, dude, Jets. Beat them once. We can get them again.
I love you, Josh Allen.
Bills, baby. Bills.
Beat them once. We can do them again.
No, you can't. Didn't y'all just lose to the Raiders?
For this, give me Bills, but barely.
I got Josh Allen throwing dimes to Stephon Diggs.
I got Zach Wilson throwing dimes to Garrett Wilson.
Ooh, the Wilson.
The Wilson connection.
No, I got Zach Wilson.
Got Breece Hall, too?
I got Zach Wilson too busy worrying about the ladies and the crowds. Instead of the football game.
He's only got one great target. Just got a couple. Got Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson.
Oh, what about Gabe Davis on the Bills?
Dude, not know who's on the Bills?
He can project a couple times, but he's not great. He's off and on.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's on my fantasy team. He is definitely off and on. That's not like, nah. That's,
dude,
that's
the, don't get me wrong. The Jets are a good team.
Who do the Bills have? Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen. Name another one.
To be honest, I can't because I follow the Colts more than I do the Bills.
Because they're not great this season. They're a last-season team.
No, I'm just bad with names.
Yeah, right,
I can't name you more than like five people per team. Right. And that's just because I suck at it. It's not a Bills thing. It's just I suck at it.
I got Jets.
Next game, Seahawks, Rams. Give me Seahawks.
Yeah, like give me Seahawks. Give me a DK.
Like I said with Gabe Davis, Seahawks are off and on.
No.
1 week they can get 31 points.
Geno's a good quarterback, though. I like Geno.
Dude, if we got DK Metcalf, so help me, Colts are going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I think Seahawks will win, but they're...
Seahawks on top, dude. Yeah. They just need more. They need more people than him.
Yeah.
That's the only player that DK Metcalf... That's the only player that Seattle has is DK. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Sunday night football game, Vikings-Broncos. Vikings 6-4.
Jefferson back. I'm going Vikings.
I got Papa Kurt.
Kurt?
I got the Kurt cuz.
He's not
going. He's like out for the season.
Yeah. I know he's out for the season, but I got him working his magical wizard powers.
Yeah, I gotta go Vikings.
Jefferson's gonna be back, so.
Yeah, Jefferson back with.
In that case, yeah, give me Vikings.
Yeah. I mean, I got Papa Kurt. Absolutely. He can go out there in a wheelchair and beat him.
All right, guys.
So, yeah.
You're not ready for this last matchup.
I think I am.
The Monday night football game.
It's probably a bad one.
The best matchup of the whole year. I kid you not. I'm not joking. This might be the best matchup of the whole
year. Chiefs, like,
Chiefs-Eagles.
Oh, baby. That's a lick back.
That's a rematch right there.
I got Eagles, man. I got Jason Kelce doing absolute working on the trenches. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a great game. That's Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's primetime football.
Who you got, Kane?
Dude.
That's not primetime. That's Monday night football.
I don't know if I can pick one, dude.
Same thing.
Give me
Come on. Give me
Eagles.
Yeah, attaboy.
Know what I'm going to do?
Chiefs, of course.
Tie.
Tie.
Tie. Tie. All right.
Dude, that's a hard call right there.
I mean, I could definitely.
That's a brother battle.
Overtime. I could definitely see an overtime.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's a brother battle there. That's gonna be insane.
Oh yeah, the Kelce brothers.
That's gonna be insane.
And Travis Kelce. That's a good matchup.
Dude, I feel like that's gonna be a high scoring team, like a game.
Yeah.
That's gonna be like 70-70.
Yeah, I feel like the Eagles have more offensive weapons.
Yeah, I think so. Well, they're able to run. I feel like the Eagles have a slightly better defense than Chiefs do, and then they also have I think maybe two more offensive weapons than the Chiefs do. So I feel like the Eagles are going
to
come out top.
You got to see this though. Eagles lost to the Jets.
We're done talking to you.
Jets.
Yes, nobody's talking. Jets not going to Super Bowl. No, not happening. No, not.
Aaron Rodgers coming back. Y'all just hate
him. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's done for the season. He's probably going to retire in like the next 3 years.
Coming back.
And how many like draft picks did y'all trade for him? Like four?
No, he's coming back.
That's a weird, like, why? Okay. Why would you trade four draft picks for a guy that's going to retire in like the next 3 years? Makes no sense.
Why are you picking Anthony Richardson when he can't even stay on the field?
Because he's a rookie quarterback.
Like I said, bust from the start.
He's not a bust.
Bust from the start.
Oh, my bad, that our quarterback actually wants to run into some people and actually play a game of football.
The bust
is Bryce, what's his name?
Bryce Young?
Yeah, Bryce Young. Bust. I told you. Bryce Young will be the bust.
And I don't want to hear it, dude. Your quarterback literally worries about getting girls than he does football.
Dude.
Like, why? Like, bro gets the fame and is like, oh, yeah, let me talk to all these moms. Like, come on, man.
Hey, man.
Come on now. You got
to. He's about to beat
the game. Don't hate on the game.
Come on. I'm not hating on the game, but it's just like, dude, you got a whole job. Figure out what you're doing.
Did y'all see, what's his name? Deion Sanders. He let his players fight in practice.
Yeah, I did see that. And to be honest, that's kind of a good strategy. No, it's not. It's a good strategy.
They could go either way.
Letting your
it depends on, like, what, though. If it's, like, actually, like, yeah, you guys need to beef it out, then.
If it's something petty, though. You're starting to throw punches, that's different. That's bad. But if you're, like, if it's, like, a...
Like, if it's a cheap shot and you know it's a cheap shot...
Yeah, if it's, like, a competition, like you're, like, talking...
It's how Coach K does... Winter workouts. How Coach K does competitions after everything, like sled pulls or tire pulls.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Like a competition thing like that. Or if it's like honestly like a cheap shot, yeah, I'll let my players beef it out.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do?
It really depends. Are they really, really fighting? Like they're mad they're about to like beat each other up or is it like competition? Is it wrestling?
Yo, let me get a few licks in real quick to make sure. Like, yeah, stuff like that. I mean, like I've had my few instances on the line. I'm like, yo, bro, this guy sucks. Like he came me like headbutt. Like what for? Yeah. It's scout. Come on now. Like, stuff like that. I mean, like, yeah. But it's not why they're losing. They're losing because he's a player. He's not an actual coach. That's why they're losing.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, like, I get...
Because he's got great players.
He's too worried about his brand. No, he's too worried about his brand than he does his, like, actual stuff.
He's too worried about the media.
Give me a second. Yeah. Let me pull up Sanders, his son, Shador, is that his name?
I think so. He has two.
Yeah, he has two on
the team. One's the quarterback, one's the DB.
Shador, it's an S name.
It's another S name. Siobhan.
Oh, dude, I can't
I can't remember it. But
so far, Shedeur Sanders, 3,144 passing yards.
See? Well, that's insane.
He's got good players.
Yeah, he's great players.
70% completion rate. His longest throw is 75 yards.
That's not bad. That's really good. 26 touchdowns.
Only 3 interceptions.
Yeah. He's got that's good players. Really,
no, look, he has great players. Like I said, he is a player, not a coach.
Yep.
Primetime football.
And
he is a player, not a coach. Like, he can coach a few things. Yeah, he can coach high school probably.
Yeah.
Maybe some middle school, little league, whatever, and have it be great then. But college football, no. I don't think he can do it.
I think he can coach the first half.
Isn't Colorado Pac-12?
Pac-12 not a thing anymore. Is it?
Pac-12 is a thing.
No, I thought they broke up.
No.
I don't know.
No, because remember,
What's Colorado?
I don't know, dude.
What is Colorado?
Because one of the...
It's not SEC.
One of the conferences broke up, and, like, a lot of those schools...
I think that was X-12, or what? Now. Was it, like, X-12? Or... I think it was, like, X-12 or something like that. Pac-12 is still a thing.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, it doesn't matter. But Colorado is still, like, they've been good in previous years.
They're a first half
They've
team.
Been a mediocre team. They've been a very average team. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, they've been getting...
I think Kyler put it perfectly, first half team.
Yeah, they're a first half team, kind of. They score all their points first half, and then they go in the locker room, they like, oh.
It's like, oh, easy we won money. The game, and then they come out and lose. It's like,
yeah.
What are you doing in the locker room to prepare for the second half?
No.
What is your coach telling you? Oh, we won? No, you didn't win yet.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's probably what primetime football is doing, what Deion Sanders is doing. It's like, oh, look, we're dog walking them. Keep this up. And then they go out, and they're like, all right. They don't realize that the other team also has a halftime break.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. It's just, you got to work through it. That's all the time we got here today, baby. Keep us tuned in at the Wise Guys.